Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Simon, and it's time for another 100-word story. But it's not by me. It's by Ellison. He wrote this one for Weekly Challenge 74 on the subject of prunes. The problem is, it came to me Saturday afternoon. So, I'm including it here. Now, I could be a nice guy and include it in the Weekly Challenge and re-edit and change the poll and all that stuff. Instead, if you really, really like it, go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and write him in for the Weekly Challenge. But, whatever. Okay, here's his story.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 74 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is prunes, and my story is entitled Sydney Sunsweet. Americans are familiar with the story of Johnny Appleseed, who walked the length and breadth of the land while sowing the seeds of the great Macintosh, Winesap, and Cortland, laying the foundations for today's mighty orchards. Alas, the story of Sydney Sunsweet is not nearly as well known, but Sydney walked the length and breadth of America 10 years before Johnny was out of knee pants, scattering seeds wherever he went. Prune seeds. For Sydney was an aficionado of the noble prune, the fruit that eats like a meal. His motto? Eat fruit with the wrinkling, you'll crap in a twinkling. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
You're expecting something at the end of that, aren't you? Like, blah, 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 podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, weekly challenge. Oh, okay, about the weekly challenge. I post the topic, and you get to write the story and turn it in by midnight on Friday. Okay, well, that's all, and I'm sure that I'm going to catch holy hell for this. I'll see you all tomorrow. Until then, as always, keep it brief.